Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Okulikeyo mu kanyomero ako ke tuyiseemu.
Welcome back from the session we've passed through.
Kansuubira okoleddwa bulungi.
Let me hope you've been done well.
Ng'omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda bwe guli.
As the light of the word of God is.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Obudde butugenzeeko nno.
Time has left us.
Naye manyi bwe kivudde.
But you know where it come from?
Ojja leeti ennaku
zino. You come late these days.
Iki?
What is happening?
Sawa satu twalanga tutandika kumbi kutandika nnya.
The third hour we used to have begun, but now we began at the fourth hour.
Naye tusabe Mukama atwongere amaanyi.
But let's pray God adds us strength.
Nga naffe bwe tuteekamu amaanyi.
As we too put in strength.
Tusobole okulabika nga tukwata obudde.
That we can be able to keep time.
Tusobole okufuna amazima g'ekigambo gonna.
Able to get the truth of the word, all of it.
So tetugenda kumala budde bungi.
We're not going to spend more time.
Kwongera okwaniza mwenna abapya.
We're going to welcome all the new people.
Nga Sunday yamwe soso okujja tukyalirako.
So first Sunday to come visit
us,
and we take a step to request
you
to get your salvation again. This time you've come to visit us on the other second time. Come when you've come for your salvation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We request you. Accept that Jesus came to save.
He
didn't come to put you in the hole. Or in the Roman Catholic. Believe you know Jesus is the Savior. Romans chapter 10. And the verse 9. And to 12. Request you accept with your heart. And confess with your mouth be saved.
You
have to take yourself your rightful salvation. Even though you had gotten weakened. When you wanted to get saved. You had pastors of chaste wives. Had pastors who give water. Had many words come from false pastors. And they weakened you to get saved. But God gives you another chance. Here there is a true salvation. Come be totally saved. And you save your life. In the name of Jesus. Praise Jesus much. Many miracles. Testimonies we give it to the Lord. And all the thanksgiving. But let's move on in light of the word of God. At least we use like 30 minutes. Have something we move on to know. Praise Jesus much. We want to move on with the introduction of the journey of heaven that moved in the Bible for 7 years. From 2005 to 2011, in the series of the visions, the dreams, the trance, Azotas, Urim, and the famine, the spiritual transports.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The introduction of journey of heaven moved in the Bible for 7 years. From 2005 to 2011, in the series of the visions, the dreams, the trance, the Azotas,
Urim,
and the famine, the spiritual transports.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The first introduction of the journey of heaven moved in the Bible. As we ascend from the planet Earth through all the four heavens to above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That's
to be our first introduction. As we leave planet Earth, we ascend through all the four heavens, reaching above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Praise him, the Lord Jesus. Now we want to see this, our journey of heaven. In this first introduction, we say, move on from planet Earth, or we ascend from planet Earth to head on to heaven. Now we do not move in dimension. Praise Jesus much. If you begin to move the journey of heavens, you begin from planet Earth. Don't go within the dimension of the world. Rotating around to enter the spiritual world. But you get out of planet Earth ascending. That is what we want you first to understand. Through you are in the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation. My journey and your journey. The journey of those who live before us, of us living now, and those coming, the coming back of the Lord Jesus. What you have to enter in your mind, that journey, if you ascend from planet Earth, you do not rotate in dimension in the planet, but you have to ascend. That's what you first enter in your mind. In the first Timothy 6:7, it shows we came on this world and we shall get out of it. Let's put it there, we hear.
First Timothy 6:7. Kubanga tetwaleta kintu mu nsi, kubanga era tetuyinza kujja mu kintu.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. Because we brought nothing from this world. And we shall go out with nothing. The truth we came on the world as spirits from heaven.
We've
given different bodies. Yet in our coming, we came, we brought nothing. We came naked spirits. We were given bodies from the wombs of our mothers. And these bodies will unclothe them in the moment they call of death. The body you unclothe it as you the spirit. You have to move on from planet Earth, that you go back where you came from in heaven. When you leave this world, you have to ascend. And you shouldn't descend you rotate around, or you enter in the world that determines the spiritual world in this world. But there are some beliefs. For example, like a brother, one of them who claimed to be born again,
Brother
Branham.
Even the
brethren of religion, if you go to heaven, you just branch off around here, rotate into the spiritual world, what they call dimension. Note, the proof in the Bible moves on, show you where you came from, that you brought nothing, going back you go with nothing. And it shows,
you
must be when you leave this planet Earth, you
are
and get out of it, and you head on to heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
According to Philippians 3 and the verse 20, we who brought nothing, the truth is we came from heaven as our spirits. Let's hear Philippians 3:20.
Yes,
Christ.
Praise Jesus much. Because our home is in heaven,
and
await a Savior come from there. It's true. No one would have come to falsely accuse you that your home is in heaven when you have never lived there.
It means
you were there before. It's required you go back there. But in your going back, I want God to help you get this truth which is in the Word, that you will not pass by dimension, not rotate around then enter where you are, that you enter another spiritual world, that you have reached heaven. No. You are going to ascend. You go out of planet Earth and you head on to heaven. The one God when he's helped you understand the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation, my journey and your journey, the journey of those who live before us and we're living now and those coming, the coming back of Jesus. That let the thought be in you that while in this world, there you will move on, go to heaven. When you walk righteousness, you have to ascend. Now do not be deceived,
but
rotate around. Enter a spiritual world of the heaven, as they say. Like some speak, but the truth of the Bible,
because
the journey of heaven moved in the Bible,
we
showed you your journey, explained by the Bible itself. You prepare in your journey. The truth is, in the Ecclesiastes chapter 12, in the verse 7, we are told like this.
Mubulizi esula ya 12 n'olinyirwa musanvu.
Ecclesiastes 12, when the verse 7.
Enfufu nedda mutaka nga bwe yali. Omwoyo negudda eri Katonda eyagugaba.
Yes,
kitufu
omubiri gwaffe.
It's true, our body
gwakolebwa mu nfuufu.
Was made out of dust.
Ya zaabu.
Of gold.
Yogerwako ennyo.
Spoken most in the Genesis chapter 2, in the verse 7, in Job chapter 28, in the verse 7, praise Jesus much.
He
showed the body will get back with the dust.
As
made from the dust of gold, different. That's how it will get back. But the spirit has to get back to its giver. This helps you discover.
You
move on this journey of your salvation, the journey of heaven. You will not pass through dimension.
That
you rotate around in the world.
Spirit
enters somewhere. Where heaven is in that world. No. You're going to be ascending. You're going to get out of planet Earth. Ascend on the door of heaven. Then you enter in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because when you look to Ecclesiastes 12, verse
7,
the body goes back with the dust in the dust of it, and the spirit goes to its giver. Where the question comes from? He who gave it lives where? Sleeps in the dimensions. When you rotate around here, and you
reach
for liars of the world, those led by Satan, mostly our brethren of Branham, deceived. When you die, you rotate your here, enter in the heaven around here. This is the earth where we are, it's not heaven.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. The real truth is, Ecclesiastes 12:7 says, the spirit goes to its giver.
The
question is, its giver lives where?
Is
within the mansions?
Ali somewhere
within
this
world, and the heaven is within this world.
E,
he who came from there, our Lord Jesus,
let
us pray a prayer saying in the Matthew chapter 6, in the verse 9, he said this.
Matayo esule yomukaga, nori nyiri ramwenda.
Matthew 6 from verse 9.
Kale, musabenga we muti. Nti kitaffe ali mu ggulu, erinnya lyo litukuzibwe, olw'ekkumi, obwakabaka bwo bujje, by'oyagala bikolebwe mu nsi
The prayer is like this. Our Father in heaven. Our Father is Father of our spirits. Hebrews 12 from verse 9. The one who gave us the spirits. We pray the prayer, Father in heaven. We need to know where is the heaven. Go back and is the one who gave us spirits.
According
to Hebrews 12 in the verse 9. That is the Father of our spirits.
It's
the one who set them on the world.
He
told us our Father is in heaven. His name should be cleansed, spoken of in truth and in righteousness.
It
will be done on this world,
as
done in heaven where it is. But if we go, I want this God help you.
Start
it from today and all days. You will not go to purgatory. For that, so you don't know where it is. It was the lies of this world.
You have
not got the grounds to be there. Your body is what will go down in the ground.
His
spirit is meant to ascend.
Ascend
back to its giver, the Father. The Father of our spirits. Because you didn't know all those. The preachers who preached to you, they did train and order you to be able to go back. It's true. You came from heaven.
The
one who prayed our Father is in heaven. He explains us when he was going back.
He didn't
rotate around to any dimension. No. We see him ascending. Was it not that? He ascended.
And
the clouds took him. Scripture in the Acts chapter
1
from verses 9 into
11.
When we see example of Christ,
we've
gotten a good example.
It's
the one we show off in us, who directly came from heaven besides us. We
are
gotten there and we didn't know. Our spirits
dwelled
in our mother's womb and we're given bodies to
appear.
We too go there in the visions, the dreams and the trance.
I've never
seen myself rotate around this world to enter the
mansions,
and I enter heaven. But I saw ascending in the spiritual transport.
That
explained the third introduction of this journey of heaven. Let's first read in the Acts chapter 1, verse 9 to 11. Acts chapter 1 from verse 9.
Bwe yamala okwogera ebyo, nga batunuulira n'asitulibwa, ekire ne kimutoola okumuggya maaso gaabwe. Olunyo lw'ekkumi. Bwe baali beekaliriza amaaso mu ggulu bwagenda, laba, abantu babiri ne bayimirira kumpi nabo, nga bambadde engoye ezitukula. Olw'ekkumi n'olumu. Abaayogera nti, abantu ab'e Galilaaya, kiki ekibayimirizza nga mutunuulira mu ggulu? Oyo Yesu abajjiddwako okutwalibwa mu ggulu alijja bw'atyo nga bwe mulabye ng'agenda mu ggulu.
Engeri gy'agenda,
the way he goes.
You
are well of that scripture. Hope you're preparing to get back home to heaven.
And
stand where you are and how you can move from there. Angels told the disciples, Jesus, as you've seen him go to heaven, is the same way he will get back.
The
question is, Jesus ascended or he rotates around there? When you've read there, you've heard what? Let's repeat one by one verse.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Acts chapter 1 from verses 9.
Bwe yamala okwogera ebyo, nga batunuulira n'asitulibwa, ekire ne kimutoola
okumuggya. Bwe baali nga bakyayogera ebyo,
as he spoke those,
bwe yamala okwogera ebyo,
after he spoke those,
nga batunuulira,
as they beheld, looked with their eyes,
n'asitulibwa.
He was lifted.
Asitulibwa kwambuka.
Lifted to ascend.
Tebagambye n'abula.
He rotated and vanished from there.
N'ayingira mu ggulu.
Entered in the heaven around.
Naye n'asitulibwa.
He was lifted.
Kati muli mu ggwe.
Now in you.
Kirungi Mukama akuwadde omusana.
Good God has given you life.
Era otandise okwetegeka.
And began to prepare yourself.
N'omanya nti bwe naaba nsimbula okugenda mu ggulu.
Now move on to go to heaven.
Nina kusituka.
I have to ascend.
Ne nyambuka.
And I ascend.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esula esooka n'olunyiriri lwa mwenda.
Acts chapter 1, verse 9.
Bwe yamala okwogera ebyo, nga batunuulira n'asitulibwa, ekire ne kimutoola okumuggya maaso gaabwe. Olunyo lw'ekkumi. Bwe baali beekaliriza amaaso mu ggulu bw'agenda, laba, abantu babiri ne bayimira kumpi nabo, nga bambadde engoye ezitukula. Olw'ekkumi n'olumu. Abaayogera nti, abantu ab'e Galilaaya, kiki ekibayimirizza nga mutunuulira mu ggulu? Oyo Yesu abajjiddwako okutwalibwa mu ggulu alijja bw'atyo nga bwe mulabye ng'agenda mu ggulu.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Ku mulundi guno baamulaba ng'ayambuka.
On this time they saw him ascending.
n'ayingira mu ggulu.
And he enters heaven.
Mulundi guli bw'anaaba akomawo.
At the same when he gets back,
bajjamu laba ng'alinga kkirira.
They will see him seeming descending.
Naye olabako.
Yet you say,
tusimbula kuva ku nsi.
We move on from this world.
Lugendo lwaffe.
In our journey of heaven.
Na Bible yegamba mu ngeri esuli y'omunaana.
Bible says in the Proverbs 8.
Olunyiriri olw'amakumi asatu.
In verse 30.
N'olwasatu. Tusome olwasatu mu olu.
Let's read verse 31.
Ensi mwe tubeerekamu.
This habitable planet Earth.
Ndo mbeera abaana b'abantu.
Where they are children of men.
Mwe basimbula olugendo lwabwe.
Where they move on with their journey.
Katusome tuwulire.
Let's read we hear.
Ngere sule y'omunaana n'olunyi lw'asatu mu lumu.
Proverbs 8 verse 31.
Ng'asanyukira ensi ye ebeerekamu, n'essanyu lyange lyali n'abaana b'abantu.
Ng'asanyukira ensi ye ebeerekamu.
Rejoicing over the habitable earth.
N'essanyu lye.
And his joy.
Lyali n'abaana b'abantu.
With the children of men.
Tegeeza mu nsi eno.
Means in this world.
Mwe tuli.
We are in it.
Nga bw'olaba ku bifaananyi bino.
As you see on these images.
Oba mu videos.
Or in these videos.
Nti o.
His habitable earth shows there are other planets.
But
this planet earth is where you can live.
It's joined
with the children of men within it. Yet we the human beings, our spirits, they came from heaven. Bodies are what we got from this world. Reason why you have clothed this body and goes to the dust. Your spirit has to ascend, get back to heaven. Righteousness you've committed. It's like this. Things spoken in the world, they cause shame.
The
field of darkness of ignorance. And you too, you know how you were in that darkness. Or you're still in it.
Because
some of us expect to be buried. Is it not that? Expect to be buried. The wisdom of God, none of us is buried. They bury our bodies. We, the spirit, have to go back to heaven. By that darkness of much ignorance, separate with the spirit and the clothing of our bodies. We are here. We work to be buried. And even the land you bought, where they will bury you, the other, you fought for where you will be buried. Not fought where you came from.
And
how you can get back. The light of the world to lighten you. Not in sorcery in the world. Not in religions in the world.
Even the
fake salvation to preach it in your way. Take it. The finger of God is there. Can't fight for yourself. You don't know where you came from. How you will move to go there. It's very hard to work for something without a reward on it. And you know, if we begin to run, you run 100 times, the one who finishes, you sit. And you accept to evolve yourself. Say, why run then? If they say 100 times, the one who is best, they give a crown, you run targeting the crown. Now see, when heaven is preached to you,
yet
you're going to be buried.
No,
what is that? They're going to bury me. Finished. What is heaven?
By the
way, you're not going to be buried. That body, as Ecclesiastes 12:7, it's what they'll put in the dust. The problem where it is, the spirit you have to get from heaven. Yet where you find the problem, you didn't work for heaven.
Because
no righteousness you commit.
Satan,
the darkness he puts. Read Proverbs 8, 31.
He
delighted over the habitable love. Joy is with children of God within it. God is in heaven. He loves us much. He loves most to get back to Him in heaven.
His fears,
we don't know how we came here.
When we
brought, we were descending down. as we brought on the world, when we move, get back, we have to ascend. But lies much are on this world. But God brought the journey of heaven, my journey and your journey, the journey of salvation. Can remind you how they are. You save, be saved from destruction. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now you see, it's like this. If you look to Genesis, Genesis chapter 28, verses 10 and 13, they show us the way we are going to be in heaven with angels. The way is like this. Angels, when they are coming, they descend. When they go back, they ascend. We who are to be with angels, we too have to ascend. Genesis 28 from
verse 10. Era, laba, amadala agasimbibwa ku ttaka, n'entiko yaago ng'etuuse mu ggulu. Era laba, bamalayika ba Katonda nga bali nnya, era nga bakka ku ggo.
You hear that word? In Genesis chapter 28, verses 10 to 12,
omuweereza Yakobo,
the servant Jacob, out of him came 12 tribes of Israel, was on this planet earth, reached a certain place on this world. He slept, laid a stone under his head.
Let
me tell you what happens when you press this side, when you sleep much like this.
Your
brains easily connect on a vision or a dream. Let's first put that even aside. As he had slept in that posture, remember you connected the brain is squeezing, and now you face upwards. Vision usually is
wicked.
Don't go there, press the vision.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. As he slept in that
posture,
a dream for a dream is a spiritual transport.
It
brought the angels.
Now,
just as you see, a plane poses and it throws ladders to the ground. Through ladders from the door of heaven and descended to the planet earth within. It entered within planet earth. He sees angels. They descend down. They climb upwards. Those descend, they come on the world. Jacob, servant of God, the one who finished to see him, he stands to ascend up on the ladders. Others are coming to him.
But
I bring to his words, many lies are on this world.
It's not
only the brethren of Branham alone.
Dimension,
that heaven you
rotate
dimension and you enter in the heavens around. Even other teachers are like in this salvation. They will say when you lift a leg like this, there is the first heaven. The first.
When you reach
in the airspace where they you are in the second heaven. When you pass the stars, there you are in the third heaven. Question is, lift a leg like this. You are still within planet Earth. You are not yet caught in the heavens. Have to get out of planet Earth first. Then ascend to head on to heaven. Others, you teach them how you're going to be buried. Example like the seven is the Adventists.
They
trumpet of the end and raise up from the
dead.
That's the body they bury. Now, a Catholic, I don't know. That he first goes to purgatory.
Where
is it written and where is it found?
We want to speak of
Bible and all things.
Yes, we
have praise Jesus much. Now, we are going to bury you.
Not
going to bury you a single day.
They
bury that body, you'll see you checked out of it.
And
you wonder, take your body, you wonder.
You
bury me yet, I'm here. You will fall on two awesome things. But you yourself have a saying which says, let's bury the body of the deceased. Went, he has to go where? Okay, you went. And after you say, when they come to ask, where did you bury this person? We buried him here.
And
you speak and you seem very mad. Speak things which contradict. You say the late after you've buried him. What drama are we on?
So
there is a darkness of ignorance in the world.
And
you are highly blessed
to
hear words of this life.
And
the enlightened mind understand things how they are. For many of our fathers, your mother's uncles, who fell on fierce things, expected to be buried. Their burial, their bodies, yet their spirits are there.
He
goes follow where they take their body. Is real? What are you burying? I am here. Who are you burying? Okay.
When
you try to come back in the body, you can't get in it. I'm finished.
This
is what's in the world. People waste time for you that you are worshipping devils.
After
that, you join on winds wandering. They don't roam around, they are never around. If it's not hell, it's heaven. Fall on it, check from the body you align yourself, you see both bodies. You see both out of it going to hell,
angel,
death and hell dragging them. You two will go to heaven. See, your angels have come for you. They lift you.
Take
the holy ones, the angels. Things on the world, they are filled of much light. God does a new work.
It
bring light of his word to light his people and to make them his children.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You see things on this world. If we begin Journey of Heaven,
it's
good you bring an introduction like this.
People
so backward with the understanding you speak on. We are all on the same line of understanding. We have ever been on the back line of understanding.
And
God takes me to heaven where I came from in the Journey of Heaven. I came from my mother's womb. You take me where?
Now,
explaining, he told me, will you go back to your mother's womb? I told you. Not seen those who go back. Times we die when our mothers died ahead. Will you go?
Do
you want to know where you came from?
And
who you are? Yes, I want to know that. Ask him, how do they know such?
Wait,
I'm taking you the Journey of Heaven. The Journey of Salvation. Ask him what journey. So you understand it as we move in it. I'm going to move you the journey in the Bible. I'm going to be the Bible walking it like that. He said no.
Hey,
now to know on this journey, it's written in the book Bible. You see, and I show you where I wrote it.
The
journey is not for you alone. It's your journey and your brethren on the world. That's why I always tell you, the journey of heaven, the journey is my journey, new journey, the journey of salvation, the journey of those who lived before, and we're living now, and those coming to the coming back of Jesus. It's been a journey which is on all along, not so easy to discover.
But
the world is called the world, and they say, look for the lost sheep. Got lost, you don't know your home.
And
lost sheep,
you
what are you saying? I'm a lost sheep. The Muslims
said,
we are not sheep. Are you gods then? I got lost. How you feel me? I don't know. You take me to toilet. You are in this body of this. You are a lost sheep. You don't remember where you came from. We've come looking for you. You touch that, your brethren. They are looking for you. God is looking for you. Or is your father is in heaven?
The
question is, you this child, you do what on the world?
Don't
know that one told us the lost sheep. Don't you hear it out?
You
heard of that word, that came to look for the lost sheep. You ask them, where did we get lost from? How did you believe you are a lost sheep?
Yet they
convicted you are a lost sheep. Now you thought, a lost sheep, you got lost in religion, or in society. But no. On this world, we have not realized home is heaven. They are lost sheep.
The
rightful shepherd is in heaven. They are on this world wandering on it. They think to be buried.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus, man.
Though
you say you are in salvation, not discovered heaven, you are a lost sheep. You can find the born again till then.
But
when we go to heaven, we pass where? We pass up there. You go there with which body? Body. This very body, they are going to bury it. Now, most of those things are for pastors. Going to heaven, is it only for pastors? Or it's for all of us? Have you seen the problem which is? Now you see,
in
Genesis 28, the verse 10 to 12, angels are descending, ascending. Listen to this. We go in the city which they are into. Now ask, if I'll go there, I will rotate around, I will be buried. Hebrews 12 says what?
Abebulania esula ya 12 n'olunyiriri lwabiri mu 2.
Hebrews 12 from verse 22.
Naye muzze ku lusozi Sayuni ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu Yerusalemi eky'omuggulu n'eri obukumi bw'abamalayika 23 eri ekkuŋŋaanira eddene era ekkanisa eyabereberye abawandiikibwa mu ggulu n'eri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna n'eri emyoyo gy'abatuukirivu abaatuukirizibwa 24 n'eri Yesu omubaka w'endagaano empya n'eri omusaayi ogw'okumansira ogwogera ebirungi okusinga ogwa Abeeri.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Bakwaniza mu kibuga kya Katonda.
They welcome in the city of God.
Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Kunganyo ddene ly'abamalayika.
The great gathering of the angels.
N'abatukuvu ba Katonda.
And the holy ones of God.
N'emyoyo gy'abo abatukuzibwa.
The spirits of both kinds.
Kati bw'oba oli wakugenda mu Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Kiri eri mu ggulu olina okwambuka.
In heaven you have to ascend.
wegatte ku bamalayika n'abatukuva abaliyo olwedde
angels and the holy ones already there
kubanga
because
very very story ya bimwe munana
Genesis 28 and 12 verse
8 yamadala negava ku mulyango
gwe the mothers came from the door of heaven
gagakirira kunsi
coming down into planet
earth bamalayika abava mukunano lya bwe
angels from their great gathering
Jerusalem
ichomu Jerusalem of heaven
nebakirira
they descended
ngawe bambuka
and ascended kati
wabo yagalagenda mu kibugi ichu chenyini
that very city
n'abatukuva abatusuka
kugeza
nawo lino kwambuka
you two have to ascend
bwino
basimaga chigambo cha this is recall of the word of God
tulabye bakora chibagenza mu dimension
ya go to dimension they have ascended and descended
but we should be agenda otya mugu
expect to go in heaven how
oyinzo okula noga ne kati mtume
and you say apostle
injili tuna ulira kutwara
you not had the taking
neti wali chisinganga kubwara
nothing like taking heaven you can't compare anything with that
wate botwale go
but when you take heaven
yesi bakuwabo
things of the world they are freely given you
iro ulidabawo bujulisi
if you had those who testify
tutugena kudana kukulekanira bintu bya kusikuno
shout for things of this world
ngatusubye byo mu
as we miss valuable things
yebyesi yatusubiza mu munyo bwakabaka
wa no butukiri seek the kingdom and righteousness
yesigadde ndibongere
the rest I ask
kwa mawanga gabinonya
for gentiles look for them
naye atugamba ati mtawana kunonya nyo
kiyafu look for them
mu munyo bwakabaka bwange no butukiri
my kingdom and my righteousness
mu mugende kumirimu jamu ngore zibinonga bwembonge
I add you the
kisaja nenda bawabuwa
I will freely give you
I didn't know che mwako nsubia
what to do the mystic was one
kuda mkunonya be batugamba
tuongera seek for what they told to add on us
muri kusozi
you on mountains
munonya biri bibatu gambo tuongera
they told to add us
wakabaka bwa no butukiri
the kingdom of God and right
wakabaka bwa mu
the kingdom of
God you
are filled to
see nabe kube dunji
look to the good way
sawa zino tunonya wakabaka
time we seek for that kingdom began to see
utandiso kulaba
began to see
utandiso kubuyingira
began to enter
utandiso manya basimbula
batia you know how they move on into it
amani bubu kwendo kunonya
if you go to seek for something
tugambe
let's say
ja kunonya America
I want to look and see where America is
ntandikira kuchi
I begin from what
direction yeah
direction is needed
manyina hobo vuga nyoni
you move an aeroplane
wewe motoka
a car
kupata direction yencha
you got to wrong direction
you want to come to fetch
you had to reach the right place
bona ita mu dimension
you pass the dimension
ukugena
to go to heaven you will never reach
ilikuwa ya kuzikirira ya kubula
is for destruction
ikuwe tufu
the rightful way
kuambuka
is of ascending
yesu yebasi
praise Jesus
so chiliwechi tabo ruganda
now it's this brethren
elimu ngatunyoroke ntambula zomu
as we explain spiritual transport
nazo bezima zikutwa rango
ndazikutwa
na mugulu
when they take you to heaven
to ita mu dimension we nakuambuka
pass in dimension you ascend
kakati wakati awali wechigamba ichigamba
in the midst there is a word saying
that
Lazarus
buyafa
when he died
nasitwa ba
mari was lifted by angels
nasitulibwa
he was lifted
ne yetorozebwa oba nasitulibwa
and they made him rotate or they lifted him
erechi tufu
and the truth
basi tula mubiri
they lifted the
basi
body
tula moyo
they lifted the spirit
ani mutufu ani Lazaro wadda
who is the real Lazarus
kare ni mujo na cho tani kina ku
question you begin with
tani kina ku linyene na yoga
ani
zo wadda
who is the real me ask yourself that
yori
are you there
ani we wadda
who is the real you
onogora mchukumanyo bera mchufana
no you are in the in your photo you say
wabura nyumi
I'm looking good
eriso ryange
my eye
mukono gwa
my hand
na yo hulira hata echo
yet you hear
wabura nyumye
yet I'm looking
na yeri sorry
yet my eye
together the series
means I'm not the eye
nze yendi nze nanyiri
I'm there only the eye
mukono gwa
my hand
together nze nanyiri mukono yendi
the owner of the hand I'm there
yori
are you there
akuguru kuange no kunuma
my leg I'm feeling pain
kumani origino
it pains who the original you
Why did you
take away your leg and
you
say, you need the leg, I'm feeling pain.
Yet
I feel my leg, my mouth, my eye, my tongue, my ear, my bum, my everything.
That yours,
who are you?
Uruganda mukisa gyoli.
Gwani.
Who are you?
Yes, we have a sibling.
Praise Jesus much.
If you
could get truth of the word of God,
it's written
in Luke 16, we see.
This one
lifted by angels, but they lifted what? A dead body, or they lifted the spirit.
Luke 16 from
verse 19.
Awo waliwo omuntu omugagga eyayambalanga olugoye olw'effulungu ne bafuta ennungi ng'asanyukanga bulijjo mu kwesiima olwabiri era waliwo n'omwavu erinnya lye Laazaalo yagalamizibwanga ku mulyango gwe eyali awumusewumuse amabwa 21 nga yeegomba okukkuta ebyagwanga okuva ku mmeeza y'omugagga era n'embwa nazo zakyanga ne zimukombereranga amabwa ge 22 awo olwatuuka omwavu n'afa nasituliwa bamalayika nasibwa mu kikuba kya Ibulayimu.
Yes.
Luka 16:22.
Luke 16:22.
Olwatuuka omwavu n'afa.
Passed the poor man died.
Nasituliwa bamalayika.
Was carried by angels.
Natwaliwa mu kikuba kya Ibulayimu.
Taken the bosom of Abraham.
Batwalayo mulambo.
They took the dead body there.
Oba batwala omwoyo.
Or they took the spirit.
Tebelezamu.
Imagine.
Oyinza kulowooza ki?
What can you think? Some we find your dead bodies. And you're crying. You're weeping. You died so much. After you
said,
you've left us so much.
And
you have the dead body. What are you speaking? Indeed. In the world, there is the light of the world. Thank God you
has
made you the light.
At least
now you can reason. It is a bird.
Luka 16:22.
The man died, lifted by angels. The rich man died. The poor man. The poor died. Carried by angels. They lifted his dead body. And they lifted it to heaven. What was involved there? They lifted what?
They
carried the spirit.
The
original one who came from heaven. Ecclesiastes 12:7. The body goes to the dust.
Spirit
goes back to its giver in heaven.
You
have to understand yourself.
So
you go to the mirror to see yourself. You may not have seen yourself perhaps. If you dream in the dream, or if you move in the visions, you have ever seen yourself. The original one moving in the dreams. That's the original. Here in the flesh, you are in a dream. You are about to wake by the truth you hear.
You dream,
you call things not real to be real. Dream, it's you, the body.
When you
wake up is when you
are clothing.
Now God has woken up our minds.
Amen.
Remember,
all along they're not the body.
Michael,
when they have checked out and they wonder that the dead to bury, it looks like me. Indeed, you can even sort. You try to touch them. Don't take my. You are taking. As you sit the body, you find people weeping on it. You died so much. You've left us. Listen now. The crying is so funny. He's died much and he's left you.
Two
words, can they work at the same time?
He's
there, you have him. And he's left you.
Mama wange,
my mother,
you
left me. When you have the body, you cry like that? You don't say, you'd be silent like that. Things of darkness in the world are many. The people of the world, Ecclesiastes say, they hold madness in themselves. What they speak does not correct because of madness of ignorance. Now, those who read news, they read. He died in America. And his dead body is being brought. They're going to escort the body of the legs. This is it true news, read proper?
And what
the burial ground of this person is in this place. They're going to take them in the everlasting house. All the news read is wrong. People
who
think to understand, they are watching news announcements, death announcements.
And
they see the one reading as if he reads properly. Yet. John Chitio, he died in America. The body was put on the airplane and it was brought
in
the nation of Uganda. He's going to be buried on the ground of his forefathers. It's going to be taken
in
his everlasting life. Escort the body of the late. You're going to come at around the fourth hour. And the news is wrong, confused news. When they reach into memorial, person's house called the children of this house to remember the late. They buried him where?
Okay,
now, all those
are in the world,
you can't think that it's prevailing around. When you are mad, you start to speak to another, you are mad. You forgive me, I don't
appreciate
that.
Don't
show me I was a typical mad person. And what I speak never connected. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Name
Apostle Innocent. We thank the Lord
for
this repeat of the journey of heaven.
I
have 2 to 3 questions. The first of all, when we studied the Gulevi Okuna and the planets within it, and we saw each planet, including planet Earth, it has a line moves by in circuits. That circuit
is
what determines time and the place where it is. The question is here, the hour the person dies at, or the place they die from, can they determine where they have gone? For when you see, when the planet is already in the fourth heaven, and other planets, the time determines where it is.
For
we see hell is here, in the
south,
and the gate of heaven is up, the gate to the city. A request of light on that issue. That is one question. The second,
we've
seen when a person checks from the body, there is a moment they keep around the world and they wonder, dream they have been in all the long. I request to know, how does the person take? How long they take to have a moment of analysis to see the body they have come out and the people carrying it? Praise the Lord. The third, in that situation, as we were young to be filled with knowledge,
Yes, tuli mu full knowledge.
Yes, we are in the full knowledge.
Nga tukyajuzibwa.
Yet we are still getting fields.
Omuntu ayagala atuke ku kigera.
A person wants to push a measure.
Ng'asobola okudisaaninga.
And they can't discern.
Ng'agenze ku lumbe.
And they have gone on a funeral ride.
Obanga ali mu ddwaliro.
Or they are in the hospital.
Omuntu akutuka.
And the person is dying.
N'agamba oyo bambi.
And they know that this one,
abulidde ddala.
They have gotten lost.
Kamafe yebazibwa.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Groups of malaika bakora ku songa z'ebiro n'ebiseera.
The groups of angels
work on
issue on time and season and those working on death.
There
are two groups.
In
Revelation chapter 6, verses 5 and 6, we have the angel of the scales of the seasons and times, responsible of the time to be taken from the body.
He's
the one who writes a report. The angel from second group, of the angel Gabriel, to bring the report to angel of death, that in this time you get this person out of the body. According to Revelation 6, verse 7 and 8, have the angel of death and hell. Death moves ahead and hell follows behind. But death comes with that letter.
Which
shows him the time and the hour he has to get you out. Whether he's found you where,
it
doesn't matter. As long as it time finishes, wherever you are, they pick you from.
And
they use the things down to get you from the body. According to Revelation 6, verse 7 and
8,
there is death, there is a sword, it can be war.
They
can knock one head on your head and can be small fights or usual wars. It can be sickness.
It
can be the beasts of the field. It can be famine. Like four things. They work everywhere in the world. Be able to get you out of the body.
So kitegeeza.
Now it means that the seasons, they have angels who count them. According to Revelation 6, verse 5 and 6, in Revelation 11, verses 1 to 3, in Zechariah chapter 2, verses 1 to 2, they measure up your time, count it very well, measuring line at what point will you die, everything, and they give the angel of the news, angel Gabriel. He brings that to angel of death and they wait for you. When your hour is about to come, they are close to you. You feel about to go, but you do not understand yourself well. But concerning time that you can spend on this world, that time, it comes from 1 hour,
represent
the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. They agree in one.
It
can take 3 hours. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Can take 7 hours. Yes.
Can
enter 21 hours.
Can
enter 24 hours. Can enter 40 days. Jesus went, raised up, yet still on the world. It depends. Your spirit understands slowly or it speedily understands. Spirits of some people understand slowly. Now you take me there.
All
hours they have a meaning behind them. Praise the Lord. Now what I want to ask. Ever since I came here, there's something which
nasomako koko kumunara I've
ever read of the Tower of Babel. What I ask, what was their intention?
They wanted to meet
or they wanted to meet God as they thought. And why did God stop that work? Genesis 11, the answers, they are there. First of all, they want to make a name for themselves. A tower intending to enter heaven with their sins. You know why? The Genesis 6, behind Genesis 11. Genesis 11, they build the tower. Genesis 6, they have commit relations with men to sin. Fallen angels called sons of God. They marry in human beings. The floods come. Fallen angels run from here. They go back to heaven. When the floods finished, human beings have begun to fill the world. Fallen angels came back. And they say, you know what? Last time God killed you within the world,
he
had no way to take you to heaven to be saved of floods. He can do it again.
They
are going to help you this time.
Build
the tower, enter heaven. God spoke in Genesis 11.
That
determined to do, they will do it. But they were not alone. What did Daniel say? Don't do it by themselves. They have principalities, fallen angels with them.
Had
stop man go to heaven when they have sins. These ones to enter there. Revelation 12, the verse 7 into 12, that the war began in heaven.
It
just fallen angels from heaven.
Eve
that joined on human beings with their sins.
Reason
why God stopped the tower. To take people to heaven with their sins. Have you understood me well? You would have left them enter with their sins. But those questions divert us. Apostle 2 said, the one who is big-headed, they don't fit on the door of heaven. Now the way you've explained, I'm asking in my heart, the big head we spoke, the big-headedness is to do what God has not commanded.
The
Tower of Babel, God never commanded them. They had commands of Satan behind them. That is the big head they had. The big-headedness, we speak of rebellion. And remember, Ephesians 2 verse 1 or 2, the Spirit used disobedient children. They are not alone doing things of disobedience.
They had Satan
behind them and his demons. Tower of Babel wasn't built by only human beings. Imagine when they would have reached the sky.
They need
bodies to go to heaven would have made them.
Yet
they are helped with fallen angels. Satan masquerades
as angel of light.
Make an angel of a board of angels to give them.
And
that program is shown in what the film termed as Matrix.
Transferring
a spirit from the body of Christ, and they send it to another body. What they wanted to do at Tower of Babel.
And
they try to pursue it under the ocean. Yet let's leave that.
Tusuma,
for we studied the production of Journey of Heaven.
That
the Bible for 7 years from 2007. From 2005 to 2011, in the series of the visions, the dreams, the trance, the azotas, the urim, and the thummim, the spiritual transports, and we are on the first introduction of the journey of heaven. As we ascend from planet
Earth
through the four heavens to reaching above the heavens, our first point in this.
That
we ascend from this world to enter heaven,
so that we have a dimension.
And do not pass via dimension. Those are in the first introduction. Yet we ended with, after we had heard, in the Luke chapter 16, the verse 22, that still Lazarus, when he died, was lifted by angels.
So knew
the body is what died.
Still
it was living and was lifted.
Was
it naked as we shall know it ahead? We have a heavenly body.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
Now in that word,
sure
as we are being lifted, be taken to heaven.
And
as we finished at our point, according to Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 4, and the verses 9 and 10, we are told like this.
Abefeso esula yakuna nolo nyiriri ramwenda.
Ephesians 4 from verses 9.
Na ye chigambe echo nti yalinya. Chigamba chi wabulo kugamba nti era yakka mu njuyi eza wansi ezensi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ekigambo kulinya.
The word ascending. It cometh when you first descended. Now the truth is,
we
first descended coming from heaven, our spirits, and we came on this world. But the word ascending
had
not come in place when there's not been a descending.
Yes.
Are we together? Those to ascend, coming from this world, to ascend to heaven, we first descended on the world. Our spirits were first brought on the world. Is it not that?
Let's
explain you that word, ascending. Let's repeat this verse.
Ephesians 4 in the verse
9.
Na ye chigambe chonti yalinya chigamba chi wabulo kugamba nti era yakka mu njuyi eza wansi ezensi.
Yes, he was
praise Amen. Jesus much.
Oh, ye yalinya.
He who ascended. We know it's the Lord Jesus. Was lifted and ascended.
Ye
first descended in the lower realms. Now they show us. He came from the river above.
Heaven is this
where there are three heavens.
He
descended to the realm below.
It's
made of the
four.
And he came in the realm below of the world.
Yes. Come
from the blue heaven, you see,
and
you descend down into the planet Earth. For the world, it's found in the central of the blue heaven, you see, in the airspace of it.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Because according to Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 8. Verses 2 and 3. He says like
this.
Ezekiel chapter 8 and the verse 2.
Awo nentunula era laba ekifaananyi ekyalinga embala ey'omuliro okuva mu mbala y'ekiwato kye ne wansi muliro n'okuva mu kiwato kye n'okwambuka ng'embala ey'okumasa amasa ng'ebbala erya zaabu etabuddwamu effeeza. Awo n'agolola ekyalinga omukono n'akwata ku muvumbo ogw'enviiri ez'okumutwe gwange. Omwoyo negunsula wakati wensi neguru neguntwali Yerusalemi mukolesebwa kwa Katonda.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Yaraba yali atudde kunabulondo.
He saw one who sat on the throne in his glory.
Nagoro mukono ogwe.
He stretched his hands.
Namukwata kubu
on the locks of his head.
Agamomo enegumusitula.
Said the spirit lifted him.
Nechitegeza bwo mubiri gwe gwasigala.
His body remained.
Said the singa batuba tuba mubiri gwe pita wanomuka. Awali akapompo.
From this body we pass on the top of his head here.
Mutero kula akapompo ko kemuita akapompo ko mwana.
You see where the brain plays on the child's head?
Awe wayingirirawo.
That's where you entered into that body. Many times you get out by there. Not checked out through the eyes.
And
those who get out like this. You get out like this. Many times you've gotten out just.
They
get you out from here. Up.
You
get the spirit, you check up. Now it lifted him. The midst of heaven and earth.
Meaning it is
meaning this world where we are is in the central of the heaven.
Distance.
The distance coming from all the worlds. Count it in the central. Head on to heaven.
Means
you have to run a couple of kilometers past the stars in the space of the heaven. And then you head on to reach heaven. What you have to know now, in the middle of the blue heaven you see, your planet is in the middle of the blue heaven you see. It means if you get off planet Earth, you can look far down.
And
see, stars, they're also down there. You look this side in the west. In the east. You look the west. After you ascend, you get out of planet Earth. And you wonder, down there, there are still stars down. You look every side of yours and they show you a door up there. You ascend. If you're on chariots of angels, they ascend. But because of time, shall add on from there. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Mm-hmm.